Ms. Busansky, I know her and I know her very well. I feel we'll come in and build on the experience, not the experience, but the things that were good, and then turn around and change the things that she feels an audit will show are not that good. But in terms of this process, the number one problem is that it took too long. It gave people a sense that maybe the credibility of the process was damaged or chipped away at.
Ferlita called the election process not acceptable, from voters being given incomplete ballots on election day, to provisional ballots being left unsecured in the lobby of the Supervisor of Elections office, to the two-day delay in tallying the Hillsborough vote.
We want to make sure that ultimately we can feel comfortable about transparency. I know you brought up the issue of the provisionals being out there. Were they supervised? Were they not supervised appropriately? I don't know, but I mean, to feel good about being one of the people that certifies this election, I want to make sure that we can get whatever we want in terms of runs for precincts from 100 on up, somebody on record that represents this Supervisor of Elections Administration telling us, giving us that feel-good type assurance that everything was done appropriately.
Phyllis Busansky has the opportunity to react to these problems and do a better job after taking the office, Ferlita said.
What I saw was not a good process. It was embarrassing, as I have said many times today. The rest of the state is out there moving on with their lives and welcoming the new president, whether it was their candidate or not. And Hillsborough County residents are still waiting for us to finalize this process, and we waiting for them and that vendor and that equipment to finalize what was done. That speaks to the inefficiency of what was done. And now Ms. Busansky will be in a position to do better. I know she will do better. And, you know, in terms of Mr. Johnson, hindsight is 20/20. Something should have been done differently. They weren't done. But now you have a new administration, a fresh attitude about what should be done. But what has happened here, regardless of if there isn't anything inappropriate, but just the length of time, this should never happen again in Hillsborough County.
Canvas board member Kevin White said that despite the delays and other problems, the votes were counted accurately.
My confidence is confirmed in the process that, especially with a paper trail, we can duplicate any election, and the election staff has worked tirelessly, and I'm so proud of them and the work that they've done. The only glitch that I saw was in the actual system itself, but the employees out at the Election Service Center have just been fabulous, and they've untiringly, just selfishly, just worked to make this election happen.